There is a city that sits on a particular bank of the Gulf of Mexico, and on certain nights succumbs to a dense fog as vast as the ocean. Its visibility is infinite, and the shadows bend light beyond comprehension. This space manifests from a place of fear and the unwillingness of understanding the paranormal. This thing we call the fog creates a pocket of time and space. This is a pocket that warps reality itself. This is a place we call Corpus Christi. Welcome to Season 2, Tales of Corpus, The Whispering. In the melancholy embrace of South Padre Island, there wandered a forlorn soul named Sabrina, her heart a void as vast as the ocean before her, led her to the sandy refuge where the Gulf's whispers could perhaps fill the silence of her existence. In this quaint seaside town, there was an air of tranquility that bled the restless spirits of the past. Among the town's inhabitants, Sabrina, a young woman whose life had been marred by a series of unfortunate events that left her spirit as fragmented as the shells that lined the shore. Sabrina's days were spent wandering the beach, her gaze lost in the horizon where the sky melded with the sea. It was on one such evening, with the sun's dying light casting long shadows on the sand, that Sabrina found herself drawn to the water's edge, seeking the comfort of the ocean's timeless lullaby. As night draped over the beach, Sabrina found solace in the rhythmic lull of the waves, a symphony for her somber thoughts. The twilight deepened, the beach emptied, leaving Sabrina in her solitary vigil. The breeze carried whispers from dunes behind her, whispers that seemed to call her name with an eerie familiarity. The ocean, too, began its nocturnal symphony, the waves crescendoing into a cacophony that mimicked the sound of footsteps in the wet sand. With the arrival of night, a dense fog rolled in from the depths, shrouding the world in a ghostly veil. The temperature dropped and Sabrina wrapped her arms around herself, seeking warmth that the abandoned beach could not provide. The whispers grew more insistent and the imagined footsteps louder, igniting a primal fear within her. Driven by a mix of curiosity and dread, Sabrina rose to her feet, her eyes scanning the shadowy dunes. The shapes of the bushes and grasses twisted into sinister forms, and she could swear she saw shadows moving independently of their natural counterparts. The first whispers were faint, like secrets shared between the dunes. Sabrina's gaze flittered back, seeking the source, but found only the shifting sands. The ocean, once her comfort, now played a sinister tune, as phantom footsteps echoed from its frothy edge, with trepidation treading in every step. Taking a deep breath, Sabrina stepped off of the beach and into the dunes. The sand, cool and yielding beneath her feet, seemed to pull her further away from safety with every step. The whispers morphed into voices, a whirlwind of sounds that were neither human nor animal, yet achingly familiar. Sabrina ventured deeper into the dunes. The whispers grew louder and louder as shadows danced within the fog. Each step took her further from the shore, deeper into the labyrinth of sand and sorrow. The fog thickened and Sabrina's world narrowed to a small patch of sand illuminated by the weak moonlight that fought through the mist. She stumbled through the dunes, her heart pounding in her chest as the voice called out to her, beckoning her deeper into the dunes. It was then that she saw it, a figure cloaked in the darkness of the dunes. It stood motionless, a silhouette against the shifting sands. Sabrina's breath caught in her throat. The figure was tall and slender, its presence both menacing and alluring. It did not speak, yet its very existence seemed to pierce the silence with a promise of secrets untold. Time lost all meaning as Sabrina wandered, the dunes rising and falling like the waves of the ocean that she could no longer see. The voices grew louder, more demanding, until they were all that she could hear. They spoke of loss, of sorrow, of eternal loneliness that mirrored her own. In her heart, Sabrina knew she would never leave the dunes. With each step, she felt herself becoming part of the island's lore, another lost soul condemned to wander the whispering sands. And as the first light of dawn broke through the fog, Sabrina's voice joined the chorus of the dunes, a haunting melody that would lure the unwary and the heartbroken for generations to come. The mysterious figure in the shadows remained ever elusive, a sentinel of the dunes, watching over the lost souls like Sabrina, who had become part of the island's whispered legends. As dawn broke, the beach laid empty, the ocean calm, but the dunes held a new secret, one that the whispering winds would never tell. Sabrina, the girl who sought the sea's solace, became nothing more than a whisper herself, forever wandering the dunes of South Padre Island. Thank you for listening to another story of Tales of Corpus. We will come to you from time to time with a new story. Don't get lost in the fog.